Hey everyone, it's Morgan, the founder of Lash Alliance. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And I wanted to leave a little note for you just before you did start this podcast. This podcast is on Generation Z, which are people that were born towards the end of the 90s and young millennials. In this podcast, I do call Gen Z Gen X. There is a difference, and I know the difference, but a lot of times I say the wrong one just because they sound so similar. So again, my mistake. Please just know that this podcast is about Gen Z, not Gen X, because you will hear me say Gen X, but I mean to be saying Gen Z. And again, I do say this in the podcast, but this podcast is by no means any disrespect to any other generations. I just wanted to highlight my generation and give a little bit of light on how my generation has changed our lash industry. So thank you so much for listening. Hey everyone, it's Morgan here, the founder of Lash Alliance. I have a guest with me today.
Hi, I'm Bridget.
Bridget is also a lash trainer here at Lash Alliance. You guys have probably seen her on the page. If you've gone to LashCon, she was there with me last year. She's going to be there with me this year. We are a sponsor this year, so that is something that is so, so, so exciting because we've never been a sponsor, and we actually get to have a booth this year. So we're super excited for that, and Bridget will be with me. On that this year, LashCon. So tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So tomorrow is Tuesday. I think it's the 7th tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, the 7th, April 7th
at buy you a ticket.
10 a.m. Yes, go get you a ticket. And I'm pretty sure that the price will increases over time. So you want, if you're planning on going, you want to get a ticket as early as possible, just because I know that they do price increases. So yeah. Anything else on that, Bridget?
Nope.
It's worth it. And you get to meet us if you go.
Hope to see y'all there.
So today I wanted to bring Bridget on this podcast with me. We did a real, God, that's been a couple months ago now, about like how Generation X and like millennial generation has changed the lash industry, and we did a reel on that on Instagram, and it's been like our most viewed reel. Now, with that being said, I wanted to do a podcast on that to kind of just go more in depth on it. If we're being technical, I'm a Generation X. Bridget was like, what?
And I'm a millennial.
She's a millennial.
I'm not that old.
Which I always thought I was a millennial. I really did. I always thought I was a millennial. And then I actually like researched it and looked it up. And technically, I'm like right on the borderline. But if we're being technical, I am a Gen X. But because I was born in 98. Bridget, you were born in 95, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I'm like right on the cutoff. So, but I mean, I think this, I mean, obviously it varies by person. But I think this podcast and like what we're about to talk about, I don't think this is just Gen X. Like, I really think this is everyone probably like in their 20s, like early 30s. I feel like, you know, kind of that age frame is kind of what this relates to, because we're talking about how, you know, we've changed the generation, or our generation has changed the lash industry, but it's really not just the lash industry. It's kind of just like the world in general and every single other industry as well, but we're going to kind of talk about it, obviously, with how it's changed in the lash industry, because things have definitely changed, and, you know, there's going to be, obviously, more changes and stuff, but we definitely do have, like, this new wave coming through of, you know, younger people. And I mean, me and Bridget are part of that. And, you know, I know there's a lot of lash artists out there that are part of that as well. And, it's exciting for me to like be one of the younger, like, especially like going to LashCon, we're probably going to be one of the youngest, you know, sponsors there. And, to me, that's just exciting just cause, you know, I opened my salon at 19 and I've always been kind of more the younger one in the industry. And, I think it's exciting to be able to relate to you know,
yeah,
the younger generation.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things that has definitely changed. And I think the biggest main thing is Karens.
Karen clients.
Karen clients. And this is something that I feel like has changed. And it's, I think, because if you talk to anyone, whether it be lashes or, you know, hair, because hair's been around a lot longer, that's been in this industry for a long time. I personally met someone that used to be a hairstylist. She, I think, was in her 60s, and she had a different job, and she told me the reason why she stopped was because it was really hard for her to say no. She said she basically, like, had no boundaries with her clients, and I know this can vary by person to person, but I do know that I feel like it's definitely changed now, where there used to be people, like, in this industry, the lash industry, like, the service industry, and, like, waitresses, things like that, where people would just disrespect us, and they thought that that was okay, and that they could get away with that, and it's like, you know, you can't do that anymore. Like, it's 2022 and times are changing, and you can't, you know, walk into a restaurant or walk into a hair appointment, a nail appointment, a lash appointment, and expect to, you know, put someone down and disrespect them and treat them like they're the gum on the bottom of your shoe and expect to get service. Like, it's becoming more of a thing where, like, hey, no, like, we can decline. Like, we have the right to refuse your service. And you know, when I met that lady, she was just telling me all these things. And I'm like, I was just kind of almost in shock, because I was like, whoa, like, it's not like that anymore. Like, and I don't know if it was really bad, you know, back in, you know, her younger years when she was a hairstylist, but that was one thing that she was telling me. And I just remember being in shock, because it's like, whoa, if someone ever came in and was disrespectful like that to us, like, we would fire that client. Like, you can fire a client. And we have another podcast on that, on how to go about firing a client. But, like, that's such a common thing now. It's like, we can fire a client, you know? And I mean, back then it was like, that was something that I don't think was as common.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, but I do feel like this generation has been a lot to do with that. I really feel like, you know, the younger millennials and the Gen X have really came in and been like, hey, like, we're putting our foot down. Like, you're not going to come in and you're not going to be disrespectful to me.
Setting boundaries.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we've, God, I'm trying to even think, because most of our clients are truly amazing and awesome, but I'm trying to think on us firing a client. It's been a while since we've fired someone. I've had to fire someone like 3 years ago, but that was, we had one of the girls up here, I remember Meredith. Mm. We had a client that we had to let go. But, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a client.
It's very rare.
Yeah. It is very rare. But I think it's because our generation is changing it. And you're seeing a lot of stuff, too, like on social media. Like, people are getting called out for if they're coming in and, like, being jerks. And I've seen it a lot on, like, some of the restaurant pages, because I used to be a server. Bridget used to be one, too. And yeah. I remember being a server and that was, what, how long ago was that? That was, like, 6 years ago that I was a waitress. How long ago was it for you?
2013.
Yeah. And it probably was better then, but I still remember so many people, like, treating me like crap and kind of, like, almost thinking that I was beneath them. And I'm sure, I know there's obviously always going to be people like that, but I do think it's gotten better.
Yeah. Probably back then they think, like, oh, I'm paying for the service. You need to wait hand and foot on me, basically.
You need to bend over backwards for me, like, type of thing.
And then now it's like, yeah, you're paying for the service, but it's like, you don't have to treat me that way.
Right. And it's like, we treat our clients like queens, don't get me wrong. But if someone comes in and they're going to be crazy to us or not treat us like we should treat it, they should treat us like with just like normal human respect.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, no, you can go elsewhere, because it's not, that money is not good money.
Right.
Not all money is good money.
Right. And Yeah, just like if you respect us, we respect you. And
yeah, it's just, it's a mutual, mutual relationship. So that is definitely one thing that I personally have seen change, and I think it's changed for the better, and it's gotten a lot better. And even in our industry, you know, I see so many girls on Instagram, like, speaking about it and, you know, stepping up and saying, hey, no, like, that's not how it's going to work. I think a perfect example of this, I don't know, Bridget, if you've seen this, but there was a viral video going on Facebook, and it was a hairstylist, and she was doing this older lady's hair, and something to do with the hairstylist had an assistant, and the assistant was going to help or something. And, you know, the lady, got really angry with her and got mad because the assistant was going to help. And she, tried to like hit the, it was going viral.
No,
it was,
I
like,
haven't seen it.
Okay. It was like a million views or something. She didn't hit her, but she kind of like did that with her hand to kind of almost like smack the hairstylist. And the hairstylist was like, whoa, what did you just try to do to me? Like, it was all, she had a hidden camera in her suite. So it was all caught on camera.
Yeah.
And she said, did you really just try to hit me? Like, to slap me in the face? And she told her, she said, you need to leave. Like, I'm not putting up with this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, and I think she had hair color on her hair at that time. And she said, you can go home and just wash it out, and you'll have to, you know, just dry your hair yourself. But she said, I'm not finishing your hair. And it was just, it was crazy. The entitlement of that lady of her, that client of hers, just thinking that she could do something like that and just still continue to get her hair done because she didn't get her way. And I know this can vary from generation, but I definitely think that our generation has been the one to like put our foot down on it the most and been like, hey, no, that's not how this works. You're not going to come in and do that to me. Like, that's crazy. You need to go, like, I'm not servicing you.
Yeah.
So I definitely, yeah, we've been the one to really put our foot down on that. So yeah, definitely like caring clients. And then another big thing I would say would just be like dress code. This is a really big thing. Our generation has, I think, changed or is kind of trying to change, and like tattoos, piercing, dress code. So a couple weeks ago, I'm on the advisory board of when I went to cosmetology school at, and my two cosmetology teachers, you know, they're, I think, in their early 60s. And even when I was in cosmetology school there, they always talked to us about this. But in their opinion, they think, you know, like jeans, like the holy jeans, they think is unprofessional. Well, me personally, I necessarily don't really think that's unprofessional. You know, and I think we all can maybe have our own opinion on that. But I, being, you know, a 23-year-old, I was raised on wear. I mean, that's what I wore in high school. I mean, that's all we wore in. I don't necessarily think it's unprofessional when you dress it up.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like we go look at jeans and like almost all of them have little like, or like a little, even like a little tiny, like little hole, like up by the thigh, like a really small one, you know, or maybe on the knees, or, I mean, it's kind of almost just like fashion. I don't necessarily think it means unprofessionalism. I mean, yeah, obviously if someone's, you know, private parts are hanging out, or I mean, I can see that, you know, there's definitely, I mean, yeah, you don't want someone's you know, I don't want
full body showing,
right, you know, like, and their boobies in my face,
yeah.
Like when I'm getting my lashes done. But I definitely think, I mean, yeah, it is maybe a more of a generation thing of the older generation does think that maybe holy jeans aren't professional and stuff. And, but it's just so hard for us, I feel like, to accept that because we were just raised on, I mean, that's what we grew up on. And I mean, I think if you come in with a cute shirt and a pair of earrings and your makeup done, like, I think you look cute and you look, to me, you look fine. You look professional. I don't see nothing wrong with that. But then again, you know, we're younger. We were raised, I mean, we were raised on it. That's what we wore and stuff. So, I mean,
I feel like expressing yourself doesn't define your professionalism, you know?
Like, yeah.
You can still be professional, but still keep up with trends.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, too, because I remember my old teachers, they didn't understand holy jeans.
Yeah.
Because to them, they thought it was, they were like, what? Like, that makes no, it made no sense to them.
Yeah.
But it's because they weren't raised up on wearing them. We were. Like, it became a fashion statement when we were younger and we grew up wearing them. So for us, it's normal. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't think it's a big deal, you know, but to them it's a big deal. But they also didn't grow up wearing them. They got older and they see the younger generation wearing them and they're like, oh, why are they, like, to them they don't, I guess they just don't get it. They don't get the point.
Yeah.
So I would think that is something. I mean, I think you kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, we all kind of wear them, and I think it's hard to find a pair.
I think all my jeans are holy. Right. All my jeans are.
Right.
Maybe except one.
And, like, when we say holy, like, it's not, like, the whole thigh showing. It's, yeah. Like, I mean, a lot of times it's normally just, like, a little slit. Like, it's not, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's so normal. Like, that's how jeans are to us. Like, it's... A lot of my jeans are like that because that's what I can find. So I think that's something that we've definitely changed because to us, like, it's so normal and it's not a big deal. Like, I think I'd rather look at someone's worth ethic than look at, like, their what jeans to where I think is cute. I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah, like I said, if they come in with their butt hanging out, I mean, that's a different story. But,
yeah.
I mean, if a little slice in the jean, I don't think that's a big deal. I think it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I, like I said, I mean, just different generation, you know? And then that kind of leads into tattoos and piercings too. I mean, tattoos and piercings don't bother me. They really don't. And like I said, maybe it's just because, yeah, I am 23. I mean, I personally don't have any tattoos. It might not be something that I would want on me, but I don't have an issue with her over here that has tattoos. I mean, Bridget has tattoos. I mean, Bridget, you would never know she has tattoos because they're all
hidden.
They're all hidden. But we have a lash artist up here that she's got a lot of tattoos, you know, and I hired her and she's got a lot of she's got what the septum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
tattoos all down her arms.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. I mean, it doesn't. And that's the thing though, too. Like I remember being a waitress, and I don't know if they still do this or not. Cause yeah, this was like 7 years ago, but I was a hostess at a restaurant. It was a big corporate restaurant. And the servers there, I remember there was a guy and he had tattoos on his arm and they made him wear long sleeve. He couldn't show his tattoos. I mean, I don't know if that's still a thing or not. But there were, you know, I remember back then there used to be, you couldn't do that. And I feel like it probably is changing, I'm sure. But especially too, when you do get bosses and owners like me, those kind of things don't bother me. I mean, yeah, I don't personally have tattoos. I don't know if I'm ever going to get a tattoo. But if someone has tattoos, that doesn't define the kind of person they are. Like that. Just because I don't personally want tattoos doesn't mean I'm not going to judge this person over here for having tattoos. It's just not a big deal. And I think our generation is a lot more open-minded.
Like back in the day, they were real judgy.
Yeah. And like obviously there's going to be judgmental people no matter how old someone is or like what generation they are. So like I'm not trying to sit here and like knock, like, you know, because I know I am kind of talking about the older generation because I know there's older people that have tattoos and are accepting, but just as a whole, our generation has been the ones to come in and be like, hey, someone that has tattoos and piercings, it's not unprofessional. Like, it's not a big deal, really.
We're just trying to explain the difference of the generations.
Yeah, and because there is. I mean, there is. And we've came in and we've changed a lot of things. And, you know, so I definitely feel like there's been a couple things that we've changed. And, you know, you think so, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to say on that?
Nope.
So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely those things that we've changed. And I think it's those things we mentioned. I mean, I think it's for the better. I mean, I think we're just a lot more open-minded and a lot more accepting of things. And I think it's going to continue to change, especially with Gen X now. You know, I'm the older part of Gen X and I'm 23, about to be 24. So I think I'm kind of like, I think I'm the oldest of Gen X. So, you know, Gen X is now entering the workforce and younger millennials too. And, you know, they're going to be becoming managers and owners and bosses, and things are definitely going to change over in the long run. So yeah, that's how Gen X and younger millennials have changed our industry. So
woo!
Woo! Okay, have a good day.
Bye.